You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org.
Listen to the words of Scripture from 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. What a beautiful passage that is, with that gorgeous language that resonates on this soul deep level, with this marvelous understanding of who God is. God is love. Not God loves us, not God shows us love. No, God is love. I feel like that description is the closest I can think of to an actual description of God without resorting to metaphor or simile. No, it's just one-to-one. God is love. And so what do we mean by this? What do we mean by love? I love my family. I love pizza. I love baking bread. I love God. I love a lot of things. And that's good. I should love all those things and more. But what does it mean when the author of 1 John says perfect love? What is the perfect love that the author describes? Now, to me, perfect usually means something unreachable. And so what makes this unreachable for me? What makes that perfect love difficult? Well, it says it right there. Fear is the enemy of perfect love. It says specifically, anyone who fears has not reached perfection in love. Which is really too bad, because I was going for that A+. But fear is a part of life, and it's a reality of our time. And fear, once banished, has a nasty habit of popping back up. But we can try. We've seen God revealed among us in the person of Jesus Christ, and so we've seen that kind of perfect love that God has for us. 1 John gives us the guideline to that kind of perfect love that was perfected in Jesus. It says, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have not seen, who they have seen, cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. So if you want to know what perfect love is, here it is: loving our siblings. Nothing more simple and nothing more difficult than that. Our pursuit of perfect love does not come when we love God perfectly, but when we love each other perfectly. We love because God first loved us, and to be perfect as God is perfect, we must show that love to each other. Now, perfection is not expected of us, because of who we are as human beings. It's just part of being human. We won't be perfect. But at the very least, we have the parameters of how to do it. But this love isn't just about loving individuals. It's not just about loving my family or loving my neighborhood. It's about loving people. The letter, 1 John, reflects the views of the Gospel of John. And one of the most cited and well-loved verses in that Gospel is John 3:16, which says that God so loved the world. We can love our family, we can love our neighbors, we can love our friends, but God's perfect love needs to go beyond that reach, to go further and further until we remember and recognize that God loved the world. And so too, our perfect love should be for the world. Now we have a unique opportunity right now to show this love to the world. We are in the midst of an unprecedented global pandemic, which I know might come as a surprise to some of you, but here we are. And love for our siblings has never looked more strange and never more important. This love looks a whole lot like what we've already been doing for the past couple months, but it's taken a new dimension in light of our cultural inability to come together to fight this virus. Showing love to our siblings looks a lot like good hand hygiene, staying home unless you absolutely need to go somewhere, socially distancing from others, and wearing a mask in public. Remember, perfect love casts out fear. It's easy to look at the mask wearing, social distancing, and quarantining as saying, oh, well, that's giving in to the fear of the virus. Saying, you know, only people who are afraid of the virus will do those things. But in truth, the measures that we take to prevent the spread of the virus work to fight against that fear. By taking these steps, we are declaring boldly that through loving one another, we are working to cast out the fear caused by the virus for the world. Our collective love for one another allows us to fight back the tide of fear that is engulfing our world. Which is why achieving perfect love is so elusive. We don't have the strength to do this on our own, so we turn to one another, even if it is from a distance. We turn to God in prayer for strength. And we also look at the image of God in our neighbor, in those of us who are out there in the world right now, because they have to be. And I mean this truly, this time of social distancing is a sacrifice and a struggle. It's hard, it's arduous, it's exhausting. But we do it because we love each other, because God first loved us. We do this because we realize that living in quarantine, while hard, is easier than grieving in quarantine. So we stay in. Out of our love for each other, we stay in. We don't stay in because the law tells us to, or because we're compelled from the outside, but because we love each other. The Reverend Kerry Parker, the executive director of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, said this: "The minimum requirements of the law are not necessarily the mark by which the church should measure its behavior. Instead, we are guided by our commitment to love God and to care for one another. This is one of the deepest lessons Jesus Christ taught his followers." That's right, the minimum requirements of the law are not the mark by which we measure our behavior. We measure ourselves by our love for one another, by our attainment of perfect love, or our trying to do so. And we love each other because God loved us first. God came down among us and showed us that to truly love God is to love one another. Now, our love for one another will never be truly perfect, but we can strive to perfect it. Friends, loving one another feels strange right now because we can't see one another. But by working together as God's people, by inspiring others to love their neighbors in this same way, we cast out fear. Just as perfect love casts out fear, so too, I believe, does millions of people loving imperfectly. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, invite us into your perfect love. May your love for us be a signpost guiding our footsteps as we love one another. The Gospel of John says that no greater love has a person than this, to lay down their lives for one another. May we sacrifice our comfort for the lives of our siblings. May we do the hard work because we love one another, because you love us. Amen.